course, every time Rita types,
sorry,
we're going to hear it.
Jesus Christ. I don't even know.
It'll be fine.
We can do an hour tonight, right?
Sure.
Maybe three. It depends. I have my phone so I can wander throughout the house and get bourbon.
Are we up now?
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah, bourbon. It's on.
Bourbon sounds like such a wonderful idea right now.
I have Yingling Light and I'm really regretting it.
Why? Because it's light or because it's...
It's like water.
Oh.
Like 99 water. Calories.
There you go. Hey, what did I see the other day? Miller's got a 64 calorie beer.
I wouldn't drink. Oh, no.
I'm intrigued because it's 64 calories, but I suspect that 64 calories are crap.
Yes.
You know, I'll admit back in the day, Miller Genuine Draft was like, that's good beer. Of course, that's when I used to buy beer six for a buck. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Back in, when you had to.
You went to go give blood so you could buy beer.
Oh, I have never done that.
Yeah.
cheap puns. Yay. Six beers for a dollar. Yes.
Really, really bad beer.
Yeah.
The only redeeming feature was it that had alcohol in it.
It was cheap. It was called Gibbons beer. It was a local, like, to the Fitchburg area only beer. I think if you tried to drive it more than 20 miles out, it just exploded. It was Milwaukee's Beast.
And we lost
beer that I was incapable of finishing. Oh.
Yeah, Jay's dropping out.
Am I here?
Yep, you're here.
You're there. Yeah, I'm
here. Where am I? Am I here?
Yes.
Is this real life?
You're in my head. Ah.
Turn the microphone down.
I'm guessing not.
Yeah, I can hear you, Jay.
Okay. All right. Sometimes. Just momentary lapse of reason.
Damn Skype.
Yes, damn Skype. If only there were something free that worked better.
Yeah.
There
was something freer.
I'm gonna ask for a refund on my Skype pad.
Let's All right. See. Good one.
What a lovely singing
voice.
Thank
you. All right. I saved that up.
Woohoo. All right. And with that,
welcome.
Thursday, August 16th, 2012.
Joe Biden likes to say, it's good to be here in Nevada. Yeah.
In the 20th century.
Hey, look, leave poor Joe alone. It's all those paint chips he ate last month.
It's all the brain surgery he's had. Are you kidding?
Although the
Obama administration has decided to stick with him. So, God bless him.
It's the little window lickers on the short bus. You feel bad for him. You kind of pity him. they're good to have around because they're good for your self-esteem. Because no matter how badly you fucked up, you look at Biden and go, at least I'm not Joe Biden.
That's right.
He is from Mike State.
He is. Yeah.
Oh, but then again, I've got Ted Kennedy, so I'm not one to talk. Yeah, but, I'll just shut up now.
What did they say about Sarah Palin? Oh, my God, she's a heartbeat away.
Yeah, exactly. She was this, idiot that could see Russia from her house. But Joe Biden's brain has been eaten away by syphilis, and he's perfectly fine.
Well, how could you tell? I mean,
that's a good point. they're not going to drop Joe Biden. Jesus. The only way it's going to happen is if Biden decides to drop out. Like,
that ain't going to happen.
That won't happen.
Well, I mean, they could just take him for a drive in the country, and when he runs off, take off.
Democrats don't quit.
Yeah, that's just it.
Ever. They have to be led away in handcuffs. It's the Chicago way.
Chicago. Hey, Illinois, where three of our governors are serving time, or two of our governors are serving time. That's right, because I kept reminding, I got a buddy who lives in Illinois. And we met up when I was out in Wisconsin, and I kept reminding him that, you know, two of your governors are in jail, but my past three speakers of the House are in jail. So
it's a contest?
It is. It's who's the least effective, or the... Yes, Ross, I know. However, the rest of the United States thinks it was Sarah Palin. Sorry, I'm reading the...
Yeah, I see.
The chat.
I had a request to turn up my sound, so I turned up my sound. Am I louder now?
Huh. Who said to turn up your sound?
You know, those guys.
Yeah, see, the problem here is it's Skype.
There's a lag. There's a lag with the chat.
Yeah, there's like a 10-second delay when it comes to the streaming server.
Okay, good. Stay safe. Yeah,
the problem is I don't have any control over Skype. I can turn everybody louder, which...
I just turned up my own microphone, so... Yeah.
Oh, your mic input? Okay.
I don't know.
No, make sure Mike doesn't come anywhere near you because the whole thing will shut right down.
I sent Mike upstairs. He's not allowed on the internet while I'm on the show. Just in case something weird happens. He has to go upstairs and do something completely mundane. No technological anything.
Good.
So, yeah. So, how is everybody this week?
That's a very good description.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Do you have the new leg?
No, I don't have the new legs, but I got toes this week.
Woo-hoo! Toes? I know, I saw.
It's so awesome. I was really freaked out. I walked in and I brought my sandals with me because I'm so excited about wearing the sandals. But so I brought the sandals with me and I walked in and my prosthetist, said, she's like, oh, you're here. And I said, yeah, is my foot here? And she's like, yeah, I came in. And she's like, and it looks awesome. Like, she was all excited. And so she brought it in and I put it on and it freaked me out because this is like this is the most symmetrical my feet have ever been in my entire life. So imagine like looking down at your feet and suddenly it's like, you know.
Oh, look, I have a toe.
It's weird. It's really weird. I don't know. I'm like freaked out by it. I'm like, wow, actual toes and, you know, a big toe. I don't know. It's a big fucking deal.
Yes, but, it is.
So it was very exciting. I got to meet my toes this week. I put pictures on the internet if anybody's interested. I bought a whole bunch of new pairs of sandals. And I'm geeking out and I'm like trying to figure out what is the first nail polish color I should put on my new foot, you know. I'm still having this big dilemma. Too many colors, oh my god, you know. It's very exciting. I get my new leg on Monday.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm having a squee. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
3 days. Big damn deal.
Yeah. It really is.
That is a BFD. Fuck you, Joe Biden. there's an idea. If you could like wire it up to to a good servo, you could kick the hobos with the leg and not even feel it. Boom. Kick ass robotic.
Why does she need a servo? Her leg, the rest of her leg works. She can still kick them.
What?
But not a servo, like hydraulics, so it kicks harder.
Oh, I think Brita kicks pretty hard. I don't think
you would know, Alan.
That's not a problem. Also, Brita got a new haircut this week.
I don't know why my haircut's an issue. It's just like an inch shorter than it was.
Because it's hot.
It's hot.
I'd have to carve out bone if I wanted to go an inch shorter.
I know you would, totally. I was thinking about all of my friends online. Male friends, because most of my friends are male, but thank you. Most of my male friends all have the same haircut. Except for Alan.
The shaved head.
Except for Alan, yeah.
I don't know that the shaved head qualifies as a haircut.
You're friends with a bunch of male pattern baldness dudes, is what you're saying.
Maybe they are. Maybe that's
it. You are drawn to men with excess testosterone. Oh,
do we lose Jay?
And Alan.
Do we lose me?
No.
No.
What? Mike just walked into the room.
Oh, wait. Well, that's what happened.
No. Let me document this. Mike just was in the room. I totally lost sound. And then he walked out of the room and the sound came back. I swear to God.
Yeah, see, Mike W. has his hair. Andy doesn't have...
Like I said, she's drawn to men with excess testosterone. And Mike and Alan.
Hey.
Hey. Well,
I have plenty. Thank you very much.
I just—it's a weird thing, and most of the guys I know have like bald hair or goatee or
or both.
Both. Yep.
Yes, I eschew the facial hair.
Why is that? I think you'd look fine with one.
You would look like the evil Alan from the alternate universe.
I'd be the mirror universe Alan.
Like Fox.
I'll murder my way to the top.
God. So we do kind of have topics tonight.
Yes, we do. Actually, we did topics. We kind of muddled around and thought of topics at the beginning of the week, and then Thursday got here and we went, oh shit, our topics suck.
Yeah.
So we kind of said, hey, y'all, give us some topics.
There's Ryan.
And I thought that was excellent, and I think that was a really good idea of mine. Thank you.
And we did get a lot of topics. Actually, we got J.B. Miller actually sent us a list, which is funny because he's like a list guy.
Yes, list guy.
So, and we've actually already talked about a couple of them.
The haircut thing, yeah.
Yes.
And Joe Biden,
that's right.
Yeah. Okay. And my new leg we talked about.
That's right.
Biden. We actually, on my Facebook post, when I asked people for updates, people had really great ideas. I think I'm going to do that every week because, the news cycle is kind of weird every week. We start working on the show and talking about the show on Monday. And it's like by the time the show rolls around on Thursday, the whole thing has changed.
Yep.
So, a Monday morning blag kind of on Facebook. What is a blag called on Facebook?
A flag.
Is it a flag? I'm going to go with that. Flag is good. Okay, so, yeah, like a Thursday morning flag is I know that sounds... That sounds kind of sticky.
I need a flag.
A flag. I don't know. But I think it's a good idea, and people, do have things they want to talk about. One of my commenters, Gus Avocado, had a lot of good ideas. I think that we should probably hold on to for weeks in the future. Good. He had a whole list. How Paul Ryan instantly made Mitt Romney relaxed and nearly likable.
That was funny.
I wanted to bring that up that none of us got it right.
That's right. I was so sure that he would do the safe, boring choice, like Pawlenty.
Yeah, well,
I thought he was going for Huckabee. I thought he was going to play the locational politics.
Yeah, that could have been too. I certainly didn't expect Ryan.
I guess Ryan from Wisconsin. That's kind of that's
location too. He's trying to bring Wisconsin's a swing state, so at least it is in this election.
And he's never going to pull Illinois. No. Never.
Never.
But
and Florida and California are kind of iffy too. I don't know about Florida.
Florida's a possibility. Yeah, California, no. California hasn't gone for a Republican since Reagan.
Nope.
Which coincidentally was the last Republican that Massachusetts went for.
Right.
Huh.
So Ronald Reagan.
And that actually brings up something I was talking about earlier in the week. There's a lot of people are like, because Obama's doing all this socialist leftist talk these days, you didn't build that and all that kind of stuff. You got to remember Obama's got a big problem. The left hates him now because he hasn't been left enough. So there's a big chance that he could actually lose voters from the left in this election that he had in 2008.
Right, but it's not like they're going to be voting for Romney. It's just
they could stay home. And that's the fear, is they'll stay home. So he's trying to,
if you're going into a re-election trying to stir up your base, you're fucked, I think.
Yeah, but it's the only thing he's got. He's not going to win voters from the right. Independents are going to break less to him this time than they were. If he loses the left, if he loses his base, then he's totally screwed.
The thing is, he's going to lose a good percentage who voted for him just because, oh boy, the first black president.
Right.
You know, let's just get the elephant in the room out in the open.
Sure.
There's a lot of people who voted for him because, oh boy, it'd be cool to have a black president. Okay, great. Next time, how about a qualified black president? How about
I don't care what color he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah.
Let me just take a moment here and say, invite, if you would like to join the conversation,
feel free to call in
me and Jay and Alan. The number here is 214-530-0036.
Keep in mind, when you dial that number, you're dialing Texas. So
don't blame us for your long distance.
No, I'm just saying, you know, woohoo, you're dialing Texas.
Does anybody really long distance anymore?
No, I don't think so. People with landlines, I think, still do.
Yeah, but who has those?
We've got unlimited, like, nationwide. And, like, might even Canada.
I don't know. People still use VHS tapes, Jay, so I don't know.
Okay, you do have a very valid point there. Alan, I hear, still uses Beta.
I don't know.
Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry. Reel to reel. You still use 8mm, don't you?
That smoke signal.
You know, there's a lot of classic porn on 8mm.
Yeah, but it's really hairy.
Oh, no. Oh, let's not go there. Five at 10 o'clock. Let's not even start.
214-530-0036.
Yeah. Right.
We can go, morning shock jock, you know. 530-0036. Call in and tell us how you shave.
How you shave.
Hey, we got a caller.
Yay.
Excellent.
Area code 302. Hello.
Oh.
Hey, guys. It's Mike W. calling.
Oh, Mike W.
That's Delaware.
Can you guys actually hear me?
Yes, we can. Can you hear us?
Kind of. A little bit.
Kind of a little bit.
Turn down your radio, caller.
Speak up, Alan.
How about now?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you.
Excellent.
This is like weird audio night. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I actually wanted to ask Jay what if he's kind of reconciled himself with Romney at all.
Well, there have been a couple of things. You know, it's kind of like the abusive wife going back to the husband. I'm sorry that I just called Mitt Romney an abusive husband. Anyway.
Called yourself a bitch.
There's a couple of things. First and foremost is it'd be nice to actually have a media that, you know, paid attention to shit. So, you know, Mitt Romney's not going to be able to do a Fast and Furious. You know, Mitt Romney's not going to, you know, I love how George Bush, with his mission accomplished, was, oh, he's taking credit for the war ending and the war wasn't over. Obama, I killed bin Laden. I was there. I mean, he might as well have said, I rappelled into the compound and shot bin Laden in the face myself. And the media would just be like, oh, okay.
They laugh up everything he says. They've been doing that for years.
Lap it up, but he comes out, just out and out lies. We're still waiting. We're still waiting for Paul Ryan to pass the budget. He already did. Sent it to your democratically controlled Senate where they're sitting on it.
Yeah, well, and his budget and, you know, Obama's budget didn't get a single vote, not even from any Democrats. So.
Right. You know, so, and it's just, you know, it would be nice to see a press that says, excuse me, President Romney, but that's not correct. Because that's what they're supposed to do. the press isn't supposed to just sit back and allow bullshit to be shoveled at them and say, thank you, that's great.
Yeah, but that's pretty much what they do.
Yeah. Yeah, but they've been doing that at least as long as I've been alive, so.
Oh, they've been doing it longer than that.
No, not for the past 8 years, my friend. Not from 2000 to 2008.
That's true.
Do we or do we not remember the huge scandal they paid a lot more attention to it than Fast and Furious over George Bush's plastic turkey? Oh, my God. The turkey finish serves the troop. It was plastic. It was just a photo op. He doesn't care.
Well, I mean, look at the media. Look at how the media is treating this Family Research Council shooting compared to all the other shootings that they
You mean ignoring it?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Not covering it.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't fit the narrative. It's a left-wing
My roommate is an Obama supporter, so usually when I come home from work, CNN is on.
You haven't
and
killed him
CNN
in his sleep yet?
Said the word. No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
Don't plan to. Although he does try to engage me.
Oh, that's just me. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he tries to engage me in conversation all the time, and I don't have any patience for it.
Sorry, Radis is telling me not to go full Wookiee.
Dial back the Wookiee. Oh, Alan, do you have the Wookiee sound?
I do have the Wookiee sound.
Okay, good.
Somewhere.
I keep it in a vast collection of MP3s scattered over the internet.
Yes, I do.
It's just like nowadays. It's like
Brita.
You know?
Yes. What?
Did you make your appointment for a pedicure yet?
Wait, what?
Have you made your pedicure appointment yet for your new foot?
No, I'm supposed to make my pedicure. Alan, okay, that's enough.
She's going to hurt you if you keep it up, Alan.
I'm supposed to make the pedicure appointment when my mom comes back from Ireland.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Is she going to take pics?
Cool.
I probably.
That's so cute.
She's mom. She's supposed to take pictures.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Believe me, that's what we do. We take pictures. And the beautiful
put them on the internet. Thanks, mom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's digital.
She's having a great time in Ireland, and I'm sure she misses the show. She keeps on iMessaging me on my phone and stuff. So she's in touch, and she's doing good, and I'm jealous of everything. She just ate lamb chops today and posted a picture on the internet. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, no, lamb chop.
Damn it.
Yeah, I saw the picture of the ice cream.
She keeps posting pictures of her food. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, I got to find one of those.
Was it hummus?
I got to find one of those chocolate bar things.
I don't know.
I must have one.
What are you looking for, Alan?
The chocolate.
It's right in the microwave.
That was me.
Nice.
I can't find my mute button. I lost it.
Nice.
Mike W.
was telling us about his, heathen roommate.
Oh, I got that. I heard that.
We get along really well as long as we don't talk politics too much. So.
Do you like clean your guns in front of him just to scare him?
He's actually not afraid of guns.
What's that?
He doesn't. He's one of those. He doesn't have any problems with guns. He just doesn't trust other people with them.
Yes.
They're left. You know, like Jesse Jackson Jr., who wants to ban all guns, but he has an Uzi.
Yeah. Liberal projection.
Okay.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you start talking about concealed carry and open carry and all this other stuff with him, he'll be totally anti-gun. But he has absolutely no problem with me open carrying all over the apartment.
That's like Rosie O'Donnell. She doesn't want anybody to have a gun except her bodyguards.
Right, and her bodyguard should be allowed to bring a gun into a school where nobody else can carry.
Right.
God.
Even my dad has not really been bothering me about open carrying. Like,
Mike, I wanted to ask you about that. Your father is a huge anti-gun guy, right? And you've always had problems with your dad, like with the gun thing, and he has issues with you carrying and owning guns.
I couldn't buy my first gun.
You took him shooting.
Yeah.
Which is
awesome. It went really
amazing.
Well. So, yeah. And I had a lot of, I've been putting that off for a long time because exactly, well, I didn't exactly trust him with a firearm, you know? Because, well, my dad, I mean, I love my dad, but he's one of those people that he just sometimes just kind of acts like a little kid and you don't know what he's going to do. You know, so I was kind of like, well, is he going to listen to me or is he going to be irresponsible, you know?
Right.
And he surprised me, so that was good.
Nice.
Excellent.
It's funny because my mom actually said to him, now, you know, make sure you listen to, you know, make sure you listen to Mike and, you know, don't show off and wave your gun around.
And your mom is a better shot than your dad, correct?
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah. As soon as I, first thing he wanted to know when we got back in the car to leave was, who shot better, me or your mother? With the, he says, he's talking about my 1911. He says, who shot better with the Dan Weston, me or your mother? And I said, oh yeah, mom outshot you by quite a bit.
Oh,
he didn't like that.
So he's got to go more. He's got to go shooting you more.
Exactly. It will totally make him want to go more now.
That's true. Cool. He's very competitive, so.
That's funny.
Well, that's a first step. Congratulations on that. That's a big deal.
But he had absolutely no interest in taking the .22. I was like, oh, well, I always start people with a .22. And he was like, he didn't want to have anything to do with that gun because, you know, that's a little gun and that's my mom's gun. So if
Oh, it's a pearl gun. Yeah.
Wow. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. But of course, you know, the nice 1911 he wanted right away. That was the only gun that he was really interested in shooting.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's typical dad.
Yeah.
So one thing that we didn't talk about yet, that I kind of wanted to bring up was, The Paralympics and the wheelchair rugby?
Murder ball.
Is that what it's called, murder ball?
They call it murder ball. And I found out this week that there's a documentary about murder ball, which is Paralympic rugby. It's wheelchair rugby. And these guys are seriously badasses. And I don't know, they look like, I don't know. It just the visual of them, their wheelchairs are like tanks. Did you see their chairs? It's crazy.
Yeah.
They're like little, like metallic little tanks that they wheel around and they crash into each other. It's awesome.
Yeah, they're running each other over and knocking each other over.
I know. And I like the Olympics. And I don't pay any attention to sports, really, normally. I love the Olympics just because of the whole pomp and, you know, kind of ceremony of it, and it's like this big deal and the historical thing, and you know, these are people at the top of their physical peak, you know, it's amazing, right? But the Paralympics are so much more inspiring to me. I mean, they have, I was looking up this week, Paralympic shooting, and there's three kind of classifications for Paralympic shooters. They have Paralympic shooters who can shoot without needing to, they can support the gun themselves, you know. And then there's another classification where they need assistance supporting the gun. And then the third classification, blind shooters. Hello?
Blind.
That's a little scary.
No, they have the sound target. They have sound targets. And the clays have sound. It's freaking awesome.
Well, so, I have to watch that.
Yeah, the Paralympics are where it's at, I think. It's really cool.
That's crazy.
Well, that Michelle Obama doesn't call Paralympic athletes fat.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama.
That has been all week long, this has been my thing about that Gabby Douglas, that beautiful girl won the gold medal in gymnastics in the Olympics. First African-American girl to win a gold medal in the Olympics in gymnastics. And she has the black women on Twitter have been taking her to task because her hair didn't look right. And then Michelle Obama scolds her on national television for eating an Egg McMuffin. I'm like, seriously? Really?
It's probably the most fattening thing she's eaten in a year.
I know. The whole thing, I'm like, oh, my God. you ridiculous people. It's just, I don't even know.
Well, it's typical. It's typical of her. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, she is like Scoldy McScolderson. She just doesn't like anything.
She scolds everybody about what they should eat, and then, you know, her husband eats, you know, just terrible food, and, you know, she doesn't look to be the healthiest person in the world, so.
And he smokes.
So that's my typical liberal. Is that she just wants all the Egg McMuffins for herself. And she's...
Hey, as long as she's not taking all the bacon, we're okay.
Because I would have to fight her.
That would not be any kind of fair fight. There should be a celebrity death match, Breida versus Michelle Obama.
Oh, it would be really a short death match.
It would be too quick for pay-per-view.
I'd be like that, you know, the, whatchamacallit, the fighter guy who knocks the guy out in the first round. It'd be a really short pay-per-view.
Is it Tyson People Douglas?
Disappointed, wanting their money back.
All right, well, I'm going to let you guys go, so I'm sure there's other callers. What?
It was good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
You too.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Now, everybody else out there, take Mike's cue and call in 214-530-0036, or I'm going to show what's under my kilt.
Are you wearing the kilt right now?
Please call. No. Please.
I'm not wearing anything. I mean,
what are you wearing right now, Jay?
I refuse to answer that on the grounds I might incriminate myself.
Please call.
Please call
214-530-0036.
I have for weeks now pestered Mike W to call and to listen to the show because he's always like doing something on a Thursday night. Who does things on a Thursday night? I don't know, just the gym or something. But he made us a priority tonight, which I really appreciate.
About damn time.
Yes.
Yeah, Mike. Darn it. call in and tell us about your psycho roommate.
So, speaking of that crazy liberal guy that came in and with the Chick-fil-A bag and a gun.
Yeah, let's talk about that since nobody in the media is. Are we media?
I guess.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Well, yeah, apparently this guy... Well, you know, okay, two things. One... This is the first shooting where apparently, at least as far as I can tell, no one in the media, like within 3 seconds, jumped to blame it on the Tea Party.
Yeah, well, no kidding. No.
The second thing is this is the first shooting in I don't know when they didn't immediately announce who the shooter was by name.
Yeah, you know, that is pretty interesting. It wasn't
a middle name, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, a 24-hour, let's see how many times we can say their name in a 10-second interval. You know, because, you know, we certainly wouldn't want people to think, boy, my life sucks and I can become famous and everybody will know my name. All I have to do is something horrific.
Right. And then you've got apparently, well, the whole thing blows it out of the narrative because you've got, I mean, that's, you know, I'm assuming the guy's gay because he worked at a lesbian gay thing.
Oops. I don't know. There might be straight guys who work for the lesbian gay thing. Right?
Could be.
Okay.
I guess. I'm going to assume otherwise, though, because I'm that way.
I don't know.
Hey, we got a caller. Area code 540.
Hey, it's Shorter Half.
Oh.
Hey, I know that guy. I met that dude.
Yeah, this shooting was great because the news report was, I don't even think the mainstream media has admitted that there's actually a motive. They still talk about they're looking into the motive. Yet it was known by within an hour and a half of the shooting that the guy came in and said, "This is about your policies."
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
it was actually politically motivated and explained that way, whereas in every other shooting it was, oh, obviously disgruntled Tea Party.
Well, it's just like the Fort Hood shooter. You know, it's
yeah.
He's screaming, "Allah Akbar!"
One at a time, one at a time, one at a time, one at a time, one at a time. Please, one at a time.
You know, he screams, "Allah Akbar!" while he's gunning down people after having done PowerPoint presentations as an army officer about how Muslims, terrorism is just a rational response. It's probably just he just snapped.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Post-traumatic stress disorder, even though he was never in combat.
Something.
Yeah, I didn't know PTSD was contagious.
Yeah, apparently it is. It's like cooties. According to the media.
Well, and this it's funny because this new guy was like, you know, don't kill me. I didn't mean it personally or something like that. You know, it's like, what?
And tell the security guard, it's not you, it's their policy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I guess because the security guard is, as far as I know, the security guard is African-American, so obviously he couldn't possibly have conservative family values.
Right, you know. Right.
Didn't stop him from shooting him.
You know, that's a much bigger value in my mind, is that don't shoot people if you don't have to. Just call me a funny, crazy Tea Party conservative. You know, not killing people for no good reason. That's a family value, I think.
That's one that the vast majority of us can get behind.
Yeah, I mean, that's even more important than worrying about civil liberties, like who you get to put on your tax return as a dependent is the being able to breathe, you know?
Yeah, but you know what?
Without bodily fluids falling out of you.
Yeah, but the liberals don't see it that way. You know, their whole, you know, if you're not a true believer, you might as well die because they don't care.
Well, you know, some of them will have to die to, you know, convince the others. That's one of my personal favorites.
The perfectibility of man requires that those that will not comply be killed.
Right. And, of course, the liberals, you know, with the whole when Gabby Giffords got shot, it's the culture of hate. You know, Rush Limbaugh practically pulled the trigger himself, creating this culture of hate against Democrats. Guy shows up with a bag full of Chick-fil-A sandwiches, and he works at a gay and lesbian organization. He says, "I hate your policies," bang, bang, bang. No culture of hate there, eh?
Well, Rush Limbaugh already blew up the Oklahoma City, you know, the Mara Federal Building there.
Oh, that's right.
Going back, it was talk radio, hate speech, responsible for that. You know, even though, you know, they specifically, right? First of all, the guy's a nut job. You know, I don't think anybody would debate that. But his motives were the Waco, Texas thing, where, you know, they went in with tanks and explosives and gunned down 87 people.
And don't forget, they not only disregarded the advice of the personnel who said you can't use tear gas in confined space. Old people and children can't, even with gas masks, they'll die. And the FBI experts who said if you put a perimeter around there and you show a lot of force, everybody's going to die in fire, because Koresh said that. The armies of Satan will surround us and we'll all die in fire. What you need to do is put up a perimeter out of sight and just wait them out. You'll get tired, run out of Cheetos, and surrender.
Yep. Yeah, they did.
Which is what they did with the Freeman in Montana a year or two later, where the sheriff wouldn't let the feds come in, and he just put up a perimeter. He says, they're already in custody. They're just walking around inside the compound in custody. They'll come out sooner or later.
Yeah.
It's like house arrest. There you go.
It works for Hollywood.
They'll quit eventually, and nobody has to die.
And they did.
Yeah.
They ran out of food,
but,
and they,
you know,
came out.
Again, it doesn't help build up support for an assault weapons ban or a Brady bill.
Well,
just surrender peacefully.
You got to remember, the whole Koresh thing started with the video crew.
Yeah.
You know, they were gonna roll in all macho and be on the news and, you know, woohoo, all that stuff, cowboy up, and, you know.
Yeah, it's bad enough that they had a lousy case that, you know, and that they could have just picked the guy up at McDonald's, which is what the sheriff told them. You know, he jogs into town every day at the same time. You know, you set your watch by him at 8 o'clock, he's getting an Egg McMuffin. You know, that wasn't good enough for them. Then they conducted the raid in a way that, you know, when I was drill sergeant, I would have seriously smoked some privates if they had tried to conduct a tactical entry that way. It was just stupidly done.
Yes.
But it's ATF. They don't need actual skills.
Yeah.
Speaking of ATF, aren't they going to change their name?
Violent Crime Bureau.
The Violent Crime Bureau? Hey, it's what they do.
If only we had a bureau already dedicated to crime. It's the Department of Redundancy
Department. Violent Crime Bureau. Hey, thanks for calling, Rick.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
And that number is 530-214-530-0036. You know, now that we're talking about feds, you know, there's been a whole rash of these requests for quotes come out for like gazillion rounds of ammo for various federal agencies that you're scratching your head going, why do they have armed cops?
Yeah. You know, it's just accounting.
The National Weather Service, the Social Security Administration. I mean,
they have fraud investigators.
You know, okay, here's my opinion. Feds should not be armed.
Not all of them.
I don't think any of them should. We have local cops.
I will say the FBI should.
I'd even fight that because, I mean, look, we have local cops.
Well, in theory, not the FBI as it currently stands, but the concept is you do need some agency capable of crossing state lines.
Well, yes, but
that's the whole idea, that there are crimes that do span between states. And
but I think
you're in Texas.
I understand.
You of all people should know that you know states can have different views on things.
I'm not saying that the feds don't exist.
Let's say somebody from Texas came up to Massachusetts, killed somebody, and then went back to Texas. They want to or flip it around. I'm sorry. Somebody from Massachusetts went down to Texas, killed somebody, went back to Mass. Mass isn't going to release him for extradition because Texas doesn't allow the death penalty, or Texas has the death penalty.
Okay, I'm not saying the FBI shouldn't exist. I'm just saying they don't need guns.
Well,
you have local law enforcement everywhere. You have sheriffs, you have city police, you have all that kind of stuff, and they all have guns. I don't think the feds should be armed.
What happens when you're investigating the local agencies, though?
You get shot, maybe. Life's a bitch.
You know, the Library of Congress has guns.
Don't be late with your books. That's all I'm saying.
I know. And it just, I'm like, what exactly are they doing? Do they go to people's houses looking for, I don't even know. They do criminal investigations. And this is what the same thing that the Social Security Administration is saying. Criminal investigations. They have investigators that they need to arm. What are they investigating?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just perplexing.
If you want the feds to investigate, more power to them. But when it comes to arresting somebody or shooting somebody, have the locals do it.
Yeah, unfortunately. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Library of Congress investigates child pornography, embezzlement, identity theft, and credit card fraud.
I thought the Treasury and Secret Service and FBI did all that.
Yeah, you'd think, but Library of Congress.
Hey, we got a call.
Didn't the Department of Education also get guns?
Yes. They got a bunch of shotguns.
They got short-barreled shotguns, which I think is hysterical.
So.
And we have MDEV.
Pardon me?
MDEV.
Well, hello.
Wow, he's calling in early.
Hey, MDEV. It's not even 10 o'clock. Well, what are you doing?
Well, my wife's there, sits in early. So you get a little bonus, MDEV.
Oh, bonus MDEV. Nice.
I'm gonna start by pissing people off and say, Alan, you're absolutely wrong. I agree with you in theory, but there's one hole in your argument.
Okay.
Every one of us agrees that we should be able to be armed everywhere, all the time. And now we're saying that we're picking out people who can't be armed?
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
I guess I have an issue with that because
I don't think
that a situation.
I don't have a problem with them being armed as civilians. I have the problem with them being armed as federal government agents.
Oh, fair enough. Okay, so your objection is more to the police power than the gun.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, then I'm okay with you, and I do agree that. Okay. In that case, I agree with you.
I have to admit, I would argue that's a martial
I think they should
be allowed to carry guns as a civilian, just like anybody should be allowed to carry guns as a civilian. But I don't think they should have
under the same rules of their local jurisdiction.
Exactly. Yes. Absolutely.
And in that case, then we're on the same page.
And if they need to arrest somebody or serve a warrant or anything like that, they call the locals and get it done.
Well, and let's be honest, with the only exception that Jay did bring up of investigating an agency or whatever, the FBI doesn't do anything by themselves. They always bring in local guys and, you know what I mean? When they respond, it's one FBI guy and 10 cruisers and a SWAT team from every agency, and, you know.
Sure, everybody wants to get on board.
By themselves.
Right.
So the guns are already there, whether they're in an FBI holster or, you know,
right.
Mass State yep. Police or whatever. So in that case, I agree with Alan. And is Weird on tonight?
No, we're Weirdless.
Oh.
Yeah, because I wanted his view on the the whole fisheries thing, because that's what this NOAA ammo is supposedly for the fisheries investigators.
Yeah, I saw that.
Maybe had some experience with that.
Because you got to have a gun to go look at the illegal catch of a shrimp boat. I mean,
my question: are they boarding ships like the Coast Guard does, or what are they doing?
I think they do, but
sorry,
you know. I don't know. Actually, he would be the one to talk about that because he used to do that.
Okay. Well, done.
I mean, he wasn't armed, but he.
We'll table that till next week.
Right. We'll bring it up.
Yeah, fair enough.
We'll ask him. Cool. That's it?
What? That's it. He just called in to disagree with you.
That's it?
I could go on. I just figured I would, you know, not to derail the podcast.
Oh, yeah, because we're worried about getting derailed.
Well, then, you know what? I want a quick answer to what I put on when Brita was asking for show topic ideas. I want to know what everybody's, like, most cherished firearm is.
Oh.
What? I didn't understand that.
Most cherished
firearm.
Oh,
so when, Brita, when you were asking for topic ideas, I said that everybody should... to suggest the one guy in your collection.
I don't understand a word of that.
You can't hear him?
No.
Oh.
Every other syllable, maybe.
Wow.
Okay. I thought it was just me.
Someone translate.
I could hear him just fine.
Alan?
He said that he wants to know your most cherished firearm. The one gun in your collection that you like the best.
The next one.
The next one.
I only own 3 guns. You know, I'm kind of like, I'm not a collector. I just have what I have and have what I'm going to use because I'm kind of that way about everything, though. I only buy what I'm going to use, you know.
Brita, that's not true.
What?
That's not true.
Why is that not true?
Don't you have a 38 Smith & Wesson?
Well, that's different. I didn't buy that.
He didn't say gun you bought.
Well, it's also... I don't know. I have a weird thing. I don't cherish things, really. It is the most sentimental gun I have. Let's put it that way.
Which is, if you ran into the burning building and you can only grab one of them, which one would it be?
Not that one.
Really?
No. Sorry, Dad. No, it wouldn't be. It'd be the one that I use. And I'm very practical with items. I'm very practical. But my revolver, that is the most sentimental gun that I own, was the gun that my father bought it when he came to the United States. I don't know if anybody's ever heard this story, probably on some other show, but,
in person, maybe,
my father came to the United States in 1955 from Ireland, and I think that he had this concept that the United States was this very dangerous kind of urban Wild West kind of place. And one of the first things he did was he bought himself a gun. And it was this 38 Smith & Wesson police positive revolver. And when I was a little girl, it was locked in a trunk, like a steamer trunk in his closet. And I don't even know if he had ammo. It might have been somewhere else in the house. But when I was a little girl, I remember very clearly he brought it out of the chest and he showed it to me. And I was freaked out. I was like, oh my God, a gun. It was very scary to me. And in my memory, it seemed very different than what it is. In my mind, it was like this big shiny revolver, very scary, oh my God, a gun kind of thing. And then years later, I came to possess this gun, and it really, in reality, it was much different than what I remembered. It's kind of a small revolver. It wasn't as shiny as I remembered, not quite as scary. And, you know, I do love that gun, but I'm very practical. It's not the gun I would try to save in a fire. But, yeah, so that's kind of like my most sentimental gun. But so there's my story. And I shot it and I didn't like it. Because yeah, it hurt my finger.
Yeah.
Damn it.
They do that.
Need to get a Tyler T grip for it, I think.
No, whatever. It is what it is. I'm not going to shoot it. It's there.
Yeah. Actually, my most, I don't know about cherished, but the one I like the best is one I don't shoot also.
Yeah.
It's a Winchester 1873 rifle carbine, right? Lever, you know, action carbine that my great uncle carried when he was a sheriff in Arkansas. And, you know, back in the, you know, 18 and whatever. And it's got, you know, the fore end is worn because he used to ride with it kind of resting on his saddle horn. And, you know, it's, you know, just a family history kind of thing. But honestly, you know, if I don't know, if there's a fire, I probably wouldn't run in and try to save it because, you know, that's what insurance is for. And I'd rather not die trying to save a piece of something. You know, stuff. It's just stuff.
Yeah. Jay?
So, anyway.
Do you have a story? Well, do you have a good story?
Y'all are just terribly unromantic people.
I know. I'm sorry. Very practical.
Yes. Interestingly enough, Brita, my favorite is also a cold official police.
Oh.
It is one of the guns I inherited from my grandfather, who is my namesake, who is responsible for providing the land that we built our house on, even though it's in Massachusetts. It's the gun that he carried as a town auxiliary cop for 41 years. And I hope someday to hand it to my son. And nice. I would go into a burning house to get it back because I could never replace it.
Yeah.
That's how I am. I'm weird like that, but.
Except Jay.
Yes.
Jay. We could never replace you.
Our proof. Okay. I'm a Minotaur.
Oh, come on. We're the good body double.
Oh, and the idea being, I mean, obviously, it's in a fireproof safe. And
okay.
You would not need to go through, but, you know, the concept being that, like, if you could, you know, if I could only take one, if
right.
You know, well, our warlords from outer space said you could only take one thing, that's what it would be.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, if I was,
you know, it's like I remember from the time I was a little boy, you know, was in the case. You know, I had a glass front gun case with, you know, various shotguns and whatnot, and there were three handguns. There was a 1911. There was the high standard HD military. I've been shooting recently, thanks to Wally of York Arms. I'll even throw him a little plug, and the Colt. And I was just on to the Colt. I mean, I even went so far as to, I bought a second one just so I had one I could take to the range. But it's not the same.
Yeah, you like shooting it? It's like you like shooting it.
I love shooting it. It's got, because my grandfather put like several billion rounds through it, it's got a double action trigger that's just, it's like bada.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
It is. I mean, you could tell this is. I mean, Colt's got a good trigger anyway. NFO will tell you that repeatedly. But this one is just, it's been broken in and it's just gorgeous. Next shoot, I'll drag it out. I'll throw us. Run some lead through it. So,
okay.
Anyway.
Hey, MDev, we got somebody else on the line. Let me take them.
MDev.
Thanks for calling.
So I don't get to share my answer to my question.
Yes.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah, go ahead.
What is your story?
So, not nearly as sentimental as Jay's, but my father's Astra A75 little 380, actually not that great of a gun, but my father, growing up, was the only person I ever knew with a concealed carry permit and carried, and that's what he carries.
Oh, cool.
Carried, and he has other guns, and I've shot other guns, but that's the one that got me into the carry movement and did that for me.
Cool, MDev.
So, you know, it's an old Spanish 380. There's better guns out there, but anyway.
Awesome.
Wait, it's not. It, was it all an Astra? Right. I'm sorry. I got cut off.
Astra 380.
380.
Ah.
Thanks, MDev.
Bye.
Okay, and we got
another
caller.
Actually, I think that's a good calling question.
That
if anybody wants
question.
To call in tonight and share their most sentimental gun story.
There you go.
Speaking of call-ins.
214-530-0036. Call in now.
Call in. Tell us about your gun. It's gun talk.
We have another caller.
I knew the gun stuff would get people calling. Damn it.
Area code 508.
Darn you for being right.
Area code 508. Hello.
Hello. Sorry, just had to unmute the thing. Ross from Massachusetts, a.k.a. Dwarven 1.
Ah.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Ross.
Hi, Brita. So I'm going to disappoint Jay a little bit. My first gun.
He's used to it.
It's okay.
Well, my first gun was a Smith & Wesson Model 19. And a friend of mine had told me about it. You know, we went down to the gun shop. Nice gun. $150 for a model, for a 4-inch Model 19 with a trigger job, I might add. One. Anyway. And at the time, Mike had said something to me about, you know, if you ever sell it, let me know first. Fast forward to somewhere in the 1990s, I got tired of scrubbing out six chambers and, you know, I'm not going to shoot this that much anymore. I think I'll go sell this to Mike. Yeah, a couple of years after that, I started realizing, you know, I just sold my first gun. It took me 15 years to convince Mike to sell it back to me.
Oh.
I actually wound up trading it for a Model 66 because I had bought a 66, same 4-inch barrel, and it was just, you know, not the same thing. So traded him the Model 66. I got my Model 19 back. I'm a happy puppy. But that's not the first handgun I'd grab out of the safe because about 3 or 4 years ago, it was like literally a day after my birthday, I stumbled across another Model 19, 2.5-inch barrel, factory Coco Bolo grips, round butt, nickel-plated. It's my precious. It came to me just after my birthday. It did. It's gorgeous. So that would be the first one I would grab. And if I had time to grab a long gun, you know, again, I don't have any guns that have been, you know, handed down to me or anything because my parents were a couple of New York liberals. So it would probably be my Winchester 94 and 44 Magnum just because it's a gorgeous gun and I love shooting it. So sorry, Jay. No real, you know, no real sentimental value other than
nothing,
I just appreciate
wrong with that.
Fine machinery. And those things all count. Actually, almost all of my guns count as fine machinery. I've gotten rid of pretty much all the turkeys in the collection.
Yeah, I don't have my first gun either anymore. Well, I have the first rifle. I don't have the first pistol I ever bought.
It was the Deagle, wasn't it?
What? No, my first actually the first pistol I ever bought was a Ruger Security 6 2.25-inch barrel. I got rid of it quick.
I didn't catch that, sorry.
Oh, it was a Ruger Security 6.
Oh, yes, yes. That's right, because my first gun, the first gun I ever bought was a Security 6.
Yeah.
And I listened to Ross. I've never sold it. even though I've got just about every barrel configuration for .357 Magnum that's possible.
Strangely enough, the friend of mine who went with me to get the Model 19 talked me out of going to pick up a Security 6. This was Navy Arms back in Ridgefield, New Jersey. Oh, no, Rugers aren't good guns. I know better now, but...
What?
Yeah. That's okay. These days, I'm teaching him how to shoot, so... My little subtle revenge.
Weird.
Yep.
I think... Yeah, I traded my that Security 6 in on a Colt officer's model.
Okay, we'll allow that.
And then I traded the Colt for something else.
Now, are we talking an officer's model or an officer's ACP?
The 45, the little officer's 45 ACP.
Okay, so that's the officer's ACP.
Yes. The only officer's one I know of.
No. The officer's model is a revolver.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
I stumbled across that when I was trying to find replacement grips for my officer's ACP.
Alan, I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
You really want that parts bin Springfield. I know you do.
I've actually made a parts bin 45 before. I had a I traded another clunker for a 45 that was all screwed up.
Boxo gun.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that was really good about it was the frame. So I stripped everything out, rebuilt, you know, bought a new slide, new barrel, new blah blah, you know, new everything, and eventually traded it for something else too. So
I'm surprised you've kept your kid this long.
Why?
All this trading.
Oh, I stopped doing that. The last gun I sold was the SIG that I sold to, well, I won't say who I sold it to. It's nobody's business, but,
we know.
Yeah. Some people know. Anyway, I just didn't like it. This double action. Ugh. Not a big fan of the double action. So anyway, dead air.
So thanks for sharing, Ross.
Yeah, thanks, Ross.
Yep. Even if it's not the model 19, somebody else to call. Tell okay. Heaven and earth to find again, weirdo.
I think our audio is all screwed up tonight.
Yeah.
I have to redo the thing. You know what? I'm gonna do something real quick here. I'm gonna call in myself.
Uh-oh.
And just so I can hear what it sounds like. Y'all talk about yourself.
He's getting fancy on us, Breda.
I am not.
Hey, I have my mute button back.
All right.
Woohoo!
What happened?
I don't know. Alan's doing some fancy stuff.
What?
I don't know.
This is not a fancy stuff show.
I'm calling in on my phone.
Oh, why?
So I can see what it sounds like.
It sounds like you're an Alan in the box. And Brita's typing.
Sorry. Yeah. I went, everybody's asking me where I went. I went to the bathroom, okay? God.
She went potty.
At least I didn't bring it in with me like Jay does.
I can hear y'all fine on the phone.
Yeah, terrific, Alan. Can you do that and host the show at the same time?
Host the show? Y'all are doing a good job.
Wow. Alan's size sounds so much worse over the phone.
Me too.
It sounds like a hairball. He's like,
so anyway.
Anyway.
Well, I just sound the some. I guess some people's phones suck or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
I know what it is. They're not iPhones because iPhones sound great.
Mine's an iPhone and it sucks.
Actually, Jay, you're sounding really good tonight.
Yeah, it actually has gotten better since you've stopped moving around.
That's because I unplugged it. That's the weird part. Apparently, the electricity in my house is faulty.
Well, okay, that makes sense.
I got bad electrons.
That makes absolute sense.
As good a sense as anything else I've come up with.
Sure.
All right, so who else is calling? Do we still have Ross on the line?
No.
No.
214-530-0036. What else have we talked about the ammo? Oh, something you brought up, Jay, that whole they're resurfacing the whole, you know, guns are a medical problem thing.
That is so strange to me. I don't understand how that works. How is that a medical problem? Other than doctors get sick of people showing up in Chicago getting shot?
Because people are dying, so it must be a medical problem.
It's the whole social engineering thing. And we know that if we try to approach this with laws, we're going to get spanked. But if we treat them like cigarettes and we tax the living shit out of them, then maybe they'll go away on their own.
Well, before doctors get involved in guns, how about we take care of the doctors that are killing people left and right? Because apparently there are a whole lot more people dying from doctors than there are from guns.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. People die more from medical procedures and staying too long in the hospital and getting pneumonia and all sorts of flesh-eating bacteria or some shit, don't know, than getting
shot.
Or just
out and out malfunctions.
Or all those unnecessary surgeries that happen.
Yeah.
God, we got like three people calling in.
Excellent.
I know. I'm going to take them.
Brita's topic, I'm telling you.
What?
Area code 815.
Oh, it's a gun thing.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings.
It's Gudis from occasionally on the IRC, hardly ever.
Hey, Gudis.
The guy who did your banner.
Gudis.
Stop breathing in your mic.
Sorry, hang on.
Stop breathing.
Stop breathing.
Only Brita's allowed to breathe in the mic.
Yes, that's better.
Yeah, just got up.
How are you tonight? Do you have a gun story?
By the way, Gudis is responsible for the Squirrelicon, the Squirrelicorn icon.
Squirrelicorn is awesome.
Squirrelicorn.
I think we need T-shirts. Seriously,
and also one of the banner things on the website.
The redacted banner. Yeah,
yes,
I've still yet to receive my.
You know,
fabulous
if you get stuff made on Zazzle, you can get like a thong. I totally want a Squirrel Report thong.
You want a Squirrelicorn thong?
I do.
I'll buy it.
I'm not going to model it online.
Oh, shoot!
It's fine with me as long as it requires absolutely no effort on my part.
I think we can do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Anyway.
So you guys talking about how upset you are with the Paul Ryan situation?
Are we upset?
I am. I don't know about you guys.
Tell me why you're upset.
Well, it seems like the GOP has just completely forgotten about its war on women. I mean, I don't see what this does.
It's what?
That's funny.
It doesn't do anything for me. I hate women. That's why I vote for Republican.
I gotcha.
I mean,
I think I'm supposed to be offended, except I'm not.
I was pulling for Ron Hordeucci for the VP slot. I thought it would have been perfect.
Oh, my God.
You know. Anyhow, fiscal conservative. That doesn't kill any women at all.
Did you see that? Speaking of Paul Ryan's thing with women, did you see that website, the Hey Girl
Paul
Ryan?
The Hey Girl Paul Ryan site, yes. That's funny.
It's hilarious. And also, I don't see Joe Biden having one of those sites.
Come on, it's Joe Biden.
They couldn't get him to stop licking the windows of the short bus long enough.
I don't know. I think Paul Ryan's pretty great. Actually, I was reading an article today where this very prominent liberal so-and-so lady, I don't know, in Washington, I can't remember who it was, but she was talking about how nice Paul Ryan is and how she can't say anything bad about him. And
Just wait.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Even the people
apparently he even like carried her luggage for her from the airport and he put it in the car for her, you know. What kind of feminist is she? She should be carrying her own luggage, saying, "Paul Ryan, give me my luggage back."
Yeah.
How dare you carry my luggage? Shut up with the door.
That's going to be the new talking point.
Right.
He's a kleptomaniac. He keeps stealing luggage.
Yeah, he tried to steal that lady's luggage.
Paul Ryan. I don't know. I think he's cool. I think it was a good pick. I just assumed he was out. He kept saying he was out. He wasn't interested, you know.
Yeah, that's right. He did.
Yeah.
I do have to admit a little bit of sadness that he didn't pick New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte, just because Kelly Ayotte.
Mm-hmm.
She's very new, and I'm sure that played into it. Plus the whole regional, you know. Ooh. I mean, Mitt Romney's exactly. A who and B, Mitt Romney's kind of sort of from Massachusetts. And to have a Veep from New Hampshire is like really limiting.
Oh well, so much for Jay sound being good.
Yeah, well, apparently I need to be near the computer, even though the iPhone and the computer have literally nothing in common other than both being electronic devices.
Well, when you're sound good, stay there.
Yeah, apparently I'm not allowed to move.
Stop moving around.
No, Kelly Ayotte, when she was the New Hampshire Attorney General, she actually sent letters to Manchester and I believe it was Portsmouth or Nashua, Manchester and Nashua, two of the larger cities in New Hampshire, to the chiefs of police, specifically telling them that open carry is legal and to stop harassing people.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, you know what? We could. What? What did I do?
I think they're just giggling about something.
Oh, God. It's. Hey, girl, it's joebiden.tumblr.com.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh no!
It's really funny.
It's got oh, your
all right. Yeah. Sorry, Gudis.
That's okay.
Hey,
I don't have anything
hey,
else
girl.
To do.
Right. I got a three-letter word.
Thanks for calling,
love.
Man.
Yeah, right on, man. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. Thanks, Gudis.
It's Gudis.
All right. Well, Brita giggles. We got more calls.
I'm sorry. It's really good.
It's funny.
Area code 806. Hello, 806. Hello.
No. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Area code 806. Going once.
Hang up.
Going twice. Area code 806. Well, you can call back. I don't know who that was, but I'm sorry. And we got another one. Area code 210.
Curse you, Mad St. Jack.
Where the hell's area code 210?
Area code 210, San Antonio.
Oh.
San Antonio, Texas. Home of pizza. Hey, Salsa, that's Chris, isn't it?
Chris.
That's right.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I am just that good, and I did not blow you off. It was circumstances. A friend came in from out of town. My car had a flat.
What?
Oh, yeah, it's always something. Stupid family comes more importantly than, you know, gun
blotters
from across
stupid
the country,
family.
Whatever.
Chris was up in my neck of the woods, trapped in poor Cambridge, also known as Berkeley on the Charles.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I was
trying to arrange getting
that they're on the clock and definitely trying to claw my way out of it.
Yeesh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so am I. That's all right, though.
Couple of beers.
A couple of beers. Take care of everything. So a couple of things, sort of off topic, and by sort of I mean completely. I'd like to celebrate the most wonderful time of the year. It's officially Oktoberfest.
Oh, Oktoberfest in San Antonio?
Well, I don't know if it's, you know, like any kind of specific celebration, but I know that there's Oktoberfest beer on the shelf right now, so that's really, really the important part.
Oh.
Yep, had me a Sammy Oktoberfest to start the evening off, as a matter of fact. So, hooray for that.
Yay.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Cool.
I hope it's not too late to cover the sentimental gun thing.
Oh, never too late.
No, of course not.
Cool. Because mine, and I'm waiting, because Jay's going to jump all over this one. Mine is a Winchester Model 77 clip fed.
Oh.
And they actually call it a clip fed, even though it is a detachable box magazine. The actual model name is a clip fed. It's a Winchester semi-automatic 22. I used to know the date it was produced. It was a very limited production run rifle, like made for 4 or 5 years in the 60s or 70s. It was my maternal grandmother's second husband's varmint gun. And long story short, I ended up with it. So that was my first gun, and I had it for probably... Oh, God, I must have had it for 10 years before I ever actually shot it.
Cool.
Because you had to grow up tall enough to actually aim it.
Well, actually, no. I got it when I was probably 15.
Oh.
14 or 15. But I didn't really know. I didn't really know enough about, you know, how to get into it or anything like that. I just knew that it was old as hell. And the action was... whatever the opposite of smooth gun action is, it was that. And I didn't have the cojones to get in there and open it up and clean it out. Well, eventually, one day, I decided, you know what, I'm good enough to be dangerous. So I got in there and I pulled it apart down to the moving parts and cleaned it all up and put it all back together. And it ran fantastic, except for the fact that the magazine's a complete PLS. So I kept having... I kept having failure feet.
The old Pro Mag.
Yeah, it was terrible. And it turns out, as far as I can tell at this point, the only company that's making them is Triple K, or whatever they're called these days. So I'm trying to. If anybody knows anything, And just to try to keep up with the headlines here for a minute, it brings warmth to my vulgar, evil little heart to see the word Pussy Riot mentioned over and over and over again in major news outlets. Are y'all familiar with that name at all? Pussy Riot.
The Russian group.
Oh, Pussy Riot, the Russian band.
Yeah.
Yes. I keep seeing that name in headlines. I've seen it in Reuters. I've seen it in the AP. It's in a Wired headline right now. And just seeing that name in major news headlines just brings a smile to my face.
It is funny.
On a very, very juvenile level.
It's one of those.
I don't know what they did.
They
bad.
Said pussy. They disagreed with Putin. That's what they did.
Oh,
in public, no less.
That tends to not
publicly disagree with Putin in the lifespan. Last 5 months.
Yeah.
You know what happens when you disagree with Putin?
You know, much like at the blogger shoot, I made a point not to argue with the man who has the cannon. I tend to, if I were in Russia, I would not argue with the man who was head of the KGB. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't screw with the head of the KGB. It's just right there.
Yep.
Alan kind of has a man crush on Putin.
Putin's a badass.
He is a badass.
You have said this before, Alan.
Yep. He's a badass. I'm not saying he's a great guy or anything. But
at least you admit it.
He's a badass. I mean, come on. The dude, he's like... You know, of course he's, you know, I mean, a lot, you know,
yeah,
he would
a lot
actually
of...
eat Joe Biden's heart before he died.
Yeah. He'd rip it out of his chest and chew on it
while it was expired.
Yeah.
I can totally picture that.
You can see Putin.
We've got bare chested pictures of Vladimir Putin hunting bears. And what do we have on Obama? A freaking very awkward beaver cleaver picture with a helmet on the back of a bike that he probably doesn't even know how to ride.
Wearing mom jeans.
Not the most flattering imagery there.
Yep.
You know, Barack Obama takes the politically risky step of authorizing the murder of Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. Putin would go
Putin
do it himself.
Actually gone in there again, ripped his heart out of his chest and eaten it before he passed away. Because that's what Putin does.
Yeah,
he's the Russian Chuck Norris.
Yeah, he is. He's, you know, he gets in, you see him all the time in these pictures where he's like in the, you know, he's like in his gi, beating the shit out of people for fun, you know. Hey, come on, get in the ring.
he's firing a Barrett 50 offhand.
Yeah. No problem.
With only one hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, God. I just looked at chat. Shorter Half's comment is, the Ruskies have Dr. Evil running things. We have Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. See? That's a problem.
What am I?
Hey, thanks for calling, Chris. We got another call lined up.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You guys have a good night.
Good to hear
from you, Chris.
Bye. And this is 806 again. Can you hear us now? Hello? Hello, 806.
Turn down your radio.
Hello, 806. Is this Travis? Hello?
Caller, you're on the air.
Going once.
One.
Going twice. Hello?
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 Caller, hang up.
Hello?
Who's 806? I'm going to find out who you are.
Yes. Oh, you've angered the Brita.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hello?
806, hello? If you can hear me, run!
hello?
The call's from inside the house. Run!
Hello?
Hello?
They really are running. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
We can hear you. They can't hear us.
They can't hear us. Oh, well. That's funny.
It's Amarillo.
Oh, okay. I don't know who that was, but that was funny.
Area code Amarillo. It's in Texas. Okay, hang up.
It's hung up. It's okay. Hung.
Well, thanks for trying, anybody. Anyway.
Whoever you are in Amarillo, Texas.
Oh, that was disappointing. It was a girl, too. Damn it.
I could hear her. She couldn't hear us. Oh, well. So anyway, that number, 214-530-0036. We got another 30 minutes or so to fill up, or we're just going to hang up and quit. So if you want to keep hearing Brita, you'll call in.
Save us from ourselves.
Okay, we need another topic.
Oh, we had other callers. Don't we have other callers? Where are the other callers? We were promised flying cars.
Here we go again. Hello, area code 806.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you. My dad must have messed up the phone or something.
Oh, okay. Who is this?
This is Travis Beck's daughter, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Oh, hi, Emma.
Hey, Emma. Cool.
I called for him because he had the type at the same time. I think he wants to talk.
Are you translating tonight for Travis Beck?
Yeah, your audio's on in the background.
Yeah. He wants to talk first, so here.
Okay.
Thank you, Emma.
Phone to work.
I had a call like this at the library today.
Okay, so I got the sound turned down, no time delay. Let's see if I can make this work.
Awesome.
What were we talking about?
I think we were saying the call was from inside your house. Run away.
Were you paying attention either?
I should be so lucky. Now, who amongst you hasn't watched the slasher movie and said, oh, please don't come in here. Please don't do that.
Yeah. It's me. I would make the shortest slasher movies in Hollywood history. They would all be about 8 minutes long.
Yeah,
it would be the long, tense scene where he's stalking them with the machete in hand, and then finally the door opens up, and boom, double-aught buckshot takes him down.
Yeah.
Done. Okay, cut. Yeah, it's a wrap.
90% of the movie would be credits.
Damn. I didn't even start my popcorn.
Hey, so what's up, Travis?
So, I don't know. Emma and I are sitting here listening to the show. Let's see. First gun was a Colt King Cobra that I traded off like an idiot.
Oh, ouch.
Let's see. I'm with Breda as far as the favorite gun, more of a utilitarian viewpoint on it. I tend to trade them as I get bored with them and get new ones.
Okay, cool.
So the latest is a Smith & Wesson M&P. All the cool kids were buying one.
Everybody loves those lately.
Yeah, I have one. I love it.
Alan?
I got the Viking Tactical model and enjoying it so far.
The Viking Tactical model, does it have horns?
No, it doesn't, unfortunately, but it comes in a nice, flat, dark earth finish, and I'm such a gear whore that, I mean, I'm all over that.
Yeah, I still need to de-Massachusetts-ify mine.
You got to get out of Massachusetts first.
It means I have to get rid of the 18-pound trigger.
Oh.
Just to make Jay jealous.
And I need night sights because they all need night sights.
The VTAC model does not come with a laser. Magazine
and a light.
Safety either.
Nice. No magazine disconnect.
No magazine disconnect. It's even got the little warning printed on the slide.
Yes, capable of firing with magazine removed.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got one of those too. I wouldn't buy one with a magazine disconnect.
Nah. And let's see, what are the other topics right now? Have we discussed why the Social Security Administration...
Anything you want to talk about, Travis.
Yeah, pretty much. It's open mic night.
The Social Security Administration needs all the ammo.
I like that.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that a little bit, but we can certainly talk about it more.
I don't know. I just figured if they cut off the crazy checks, the riots are going to be in the streets. So it'll be like Assault on Precinct 15 or whatever that movie was.
Oh, jeez, yeah. Wasn't Ernest Borgnine in that? He just died.
Yeah, I don't think Mike Walter remembers that one.
No, he didn't. That was way before his time.
He wasn't even born. He wasn't even conceived then. Nah. I don't think his parents were born then.
Oh, shit.
Let's see. I think my daughter wants to have some chats. Yeah, if you look at my Facebook page, she's the one shooting the suppressed FN8, FNP.
Oh, nice.
And, holding the Tommy gun and various other pictures.
Nice. And you have her translating for you on the phone?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with that, but she got it to work. So you know how kids are in technology. But anyway, here she is.
Cool.
Hello.
Hi.
My dad got me introduced to guns when I was 6 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The first time I shot a gun, it was his long range 22.
Oh.
And my favorite gun of his is his 9mm. He has two now, the one that he just bought and another one, an XD9.
Cool.
Yeah.
So basically you've been shooting all your life.
Oh, yeah. I'm 13 now, and I'm addicted to it. It's just so fun.
Oh, that just warms my heart.
Yeah, not many. I'm one of the only girls I know that shoots guns.
Join the club.
Yeah. It's kind of weird that not many girls have shot guns before. I think more need to learn how.
I agree. No. Are you of an age where you can bring your friends?
I brought my friend Aiden. She really hasn't had a lot of experience with guns. Her mom's boyfriend just bought one for her to shoot.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, she's pretty excited about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of trying to get more girls, the women I work with, I'm trying to get them to the range. And some of them really want to go, and some of them are a little afraid. But you just kind of, I think having a girl try to take another girl and teach her shooting is a different experience than you know, a guy teaching a girl. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, it's definitely is different. And some of the guys in my class think that girls can't shoot real well, but I'm like, that is totally bull crap. it's girls can shoot just as well or sometimes better than men.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah.
My sister is...
Thanks for calling in, Emma. That's a good...
That's, yeah, I love
to hear from girls.
Yeah.
Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy, call in.
My sister has been shooting,
I'm
too.
Kind of approaching it from a different angle, but in the same vein. It's mm-hmm. not that I'm a girl who shoots, but I'm a Massachusetts resident who shoots. So I joke that, like, you know, when we suspect somebody's another gun owner mm-hmm. in Massachusetts, we kind of, like, we have to do the Christian in Rome thing. We draw a little 1911 in the dirt. You know, they run screaming. We know they're not one of us, but, you know.
That's funny.
If they turn towards Ogden, Utah and bow, then we know they're okay.
Yeah, they started a program here. It's called Lone Star Women Shooters. It's pretty new, and I think I'm going to go one of these times. It sounds interesting.
Cool. You should definitely do that.
Yeah. I think my dad wants to talk again.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks for talking to us.
Hello.
Hey, Travis.
Hey. So, yeah, that's my girl.
We're kind of losing sound here.
Are we?
Alan.
What do you mean?
Like, all I can hear is you.
Oh, okay, yeah. You can't hear the phone?
I can't hear the callers or anyone else.
Oh.
Just you and you typing.
That's not me typing. Good. That's like Jay or somebody.
I think that's me typing.
Yeah. Not typing.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you fine.
Sorry.
Okay. I don't think the... Oh, well.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, tell you what. We'll let somebody else.
Thanks, Travis.
Thanks, Travis. Thanks for calling in. We're having a little technical difficulties here.
Yeah, I don't know what the damn problem is.
Jay and I are having a hard time hearing the callers call in, so.
I can hear you just
fine. It fades in and out.
Mm.
Yeah.
I just assumed it was me and my crappy audio, but.
No, it's Alan.
It's not
Alan.
Me.
He's the new Canada.
Yeah.
It's not me. Damn it.
Jay typing.
Yeah, see, you hear Jay typing just fine.
All right.
Let's try another caller and see if we can hear them. And this is Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear my nemesis.
Nemesis.
Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cheat. Nancy, don't shoot me, please.
Oh.
I'm kidding. Good evening, guys. How's everybody doing?
We're doing fine.
We're good.
How are you?
Good to hear from you, Miguel.
It's almost Friday.
Not much. You guys are still with the first gun story and sentimental gun stuff?
Yes. Tell us.
Okay. My sentimental gun was a 25 Beretta that my father owned.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a long, funny story on that one. He brought that gun from Spain to Venezuela when he immigrated over there. And I saw it when I was a kid. He had it hidden inside a sock and whatnot. And he gave it to me later in life after I got married, you know, sort of like a kid's weird gift. But the funny story is that my grandfather, that was in 76, 77, came to Spain several months with us in Venezuela. And he was telling me stories about my dad. But now my dad is this guy I know all my life who's been very serious, very strict. And my grandfather told me stories of, but my dad actually was when he was a kid. And one day they were having this, they are from northwest Spain, up in the mountains, the Spanish equivalent of the hillbillies. And they're having their country fair, which is, you know, tables with stuff on top of it. And they have a movie night. And it's a bed sheet against a barn, and they're showing a cowboy movie. Apparently, my dad, he was about 16, 17, he bought the gun. And he got a little bit drunk. So after the movie was over, he was going back home with his cousin, and they went in front of this stand that had a pottery. And he decided to play cowboys at the bar with the pots. with a buttery. So I can imagine, you know, he got in a little bit of trouble with the local authorities and whatnot. Like I said, he gave me that gun after I got married, and I had to, you know, I got to clean it up. One night at a time, I got to go to clean it up and whatnot. And I take it apart, clean it up real good. It's all nice, load it, rack it, and it goes off.
Ooh, no.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, something wrong with the cedar. I took it apart. Oh, yeah, it's like midnight. I got the cat sitting next to me, my wife in the bedroom.
It's always the cat.
Always the cat. But not this one, but another cat. And the only thing I see is I open it. It's like, oh, shit. I was doing the rack. I'm aiming up to the roof, to the ceiling, and I go like, okay, fuck, I missed the fan, no problem. There's a hole in the ceiling. If it's 25, it's not going to go through anything. And I hear the wife come out of the bedroom looking at me, and it's like, what happened? I go, nothing.
Through the hole?
Oh, no.
I should say, are you bleeding? No. She just opened the door. I should look for the cat. The cat's okay. The cat is, hasn't even moved, but she's like frozen. The poor little thing. So, part of the Sears something. And the sad part is you couldn't find parts for the Venezuela. And then, you know, more gun control stuff came in. And the gun is somewhere in her property down there buried. And I kind of never recover again.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. But I have, okay, who's the jackass who does like 2001 Space Odyssey?
That was me.
Oh,
I would be that jackass.
Yeah, you're weird too, right? Okay,
I've
real
never
quick.
Seen it.
You never seen it? You're going to get bored because that's what he's going to say.
Oh.
I don't know. Brita might like it. It's very visual.
That's true. It's kind of artsy.
2001.
So that means don't start before I watch it.
Right.
It just
bored me to tears.
I'm
going to explain you what.
Yeah.
Okay. You like science fiction? Any other science fiction movies? Terminator, Alien, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah,
except for 2001, I'm a humongous fan of science fiction.
Okay, but
Star Trek, Star Wars, Fifth Element.
Okay,
you name it.
But 2000, what was science fiction before 2001? It almost didn't exist. Hollywood had said, you know, goodbye. We don't want to do movies. Nobody was doing science fiction movies that were worth shit. It was an Ed Wood type of thing with a monster. You could see the super in the back because you see the guy, almost see the guy inside. It was crap. 2001. You got to remember, movie was released in 1968.
Yep.
We didn't land on the moon until 69.
Yep.
It was a total jump, creative jump. It was so huge. What you see is boring. Another thing, this movie was released on 70mm. You had to go to a real theater to see this thing when it came out.
Right.
It was amazing for us because we never saw that before. The boring parts, the traveling, they spend that all time inside the spaceship. And you see the little computer stuff. There was not the stupid little flashing lights like in Star Trek. All that kind of stuff.
Star Trek, which I need to remind you, came out a year before 2001. So just saying.
Okay, I understand. But the whole thing, it was the trip itself for us back then was amazing. It's boring for the newer generation, but we never saw that before. It's like the first time you ever jumped into a plane trip, you're freaking out. Oh, look at the chairs, look at this, look at the stuff. Now it's like you don't give two damns. For us at the time, it was such a huge thing.
I think it's still a big deal for Jay.
Yeah, pretty much.
He doesn't like to fly.
But that was it. And that movie gave new oxygen to the whole genre. And it's like, because it was fantastic. It sold out like crazy.
Not one bit.
And you know, it just got it all.
I will agree completely that it reinvigorated along with the space program. And
a that was the other thing. You were the Hollywood had no freaking imagination. That's a
oh please, Hollywood would know.
Yeah,
as they release Dukes of Hazzard 2 now. Your point is
exactly. And but back then, you know, Hollywood was competing, had no imagination, was competing with the real thing.
Well, that movie, the thing was that was interesting about 2001 is that Stanley Kubrick and Arthur Clarke worked like hand in hand on that movie and yes. fought about it constantly while they were making it. And
yeah,
Clarke would say, no, you can't do that. No, there's no sound in space. Clarke held it to the, you know, didn't let
to the most possible scientific standard
right.
of the time.
Yep.
It is a very difficult, but I can tell you, yeah, it is dated. The movie is dated compared to what we know now and all the signs that come afterwards. But for the time, it was freaking amazing, for the love of God. I mean, we were like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And like I said, Hollywood was competing with the real stuff. You were, you know, competing against the Apollo program back then.
Right.
It was
NASA was trying to make as boring as possible.
Yeah. But you know, that's just my point on the 2001. It's just that, and a lot of still many movies that come out later are based on something from that movie. Either you know the search for a super intelligent, a more advanced technology or civilizations, or you know the typical scene the computers are going caca and they're going to kill you. Yeah, that kind of stuff. But that's about it. Okay, and I'm not going to talk anymore because
okay.
What time is it?
Oh, it's almost time. Actually, we got another couple of calls to get in real quick, too.
Okay, thanks. I'm out of here. Guys,
thanks.
Have a great night.
Thanks for calling. Brita's Nemesis. And we got one more call.
Hey.
Actually, maybe two. And this one is Nancy.
We figured out the problem with the sound.
Nancy R. What problem with the sound?
By the way. Every time Jay types something,
yeah.
The sound goes out.
Oh, Jay, stop typing.
Oh, it's not every time I type.
Yeah, it's weird.
Nancy, can you hear me?
Hi, Nancy.
Barely.
Oh, really? Hmm.
Yeah. I can hear you better over the computer than I can over the phone.
Oh.
Strange.
See,
how are you doing, Nancy?
Pardon?
How about now? Is that better?
No, I got my volume turned all the way up.
Okay, how about now?
You know what? Maybe I've got an ear infection. In fact, the way the past 2 weeks have been going, it could be anything.
try your other ear.
I've got
hey,
both ears. I'm jamming them in as hard as I can.
I didn't call in last week, but how did it go co-hosting the show?
Remember, I was supposed to be on to sort of lead some sort of semblance of order and decorum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that didn't work so well.
Yeah.
Because I didn't listen to the show.
Nancy's not real big on order and decorum.
Not that week, I wasn't.
Decorum and squirrel report just do not go together.
No, I was confused there.
Yeah, it doesn't work. But she did good.
I do appreciate it.
She did very good. We were quite happy to have her.
I was happy to be had.
Ooh.
How goes the boning?
Speaking of being had.
Yeah.
In your stays.
Well, yeah, my stays. The stays, I put the leather
means,
on them
right?
now.
You're kind of dirty.
It just doesn't ever end, does it? But they're functional.
Great.
Cool. Yeah. This is so exciting. Well, since you're talking movies, my movie question is, The Hunger Games comes out this weekend. I haven't seen it. Is it worth buying?
It's really good.
Oh, you mean comes out like on DVD?
On video.
I did not. I read the books. I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, I read the books. I haven't seen the movie. That's why I'm asking.
I keep seeing the ads, and I yell at the TV because I'm like, that's why we own guns. It shouldn't happen.
I don't know. It's probably worth a rental.
Well,
I don't know that
I read the book. I knew the movie was coming out, and I wanted to see the movie because I was excited by the trailer. And I hadn't read the book. I know. And so I decided, I have the day off. I'm going to read the entire book in this one day. And it took me less than a day to read the first book. And I saw the movie like the next day or the day after that. And I was not disappointed. So I would recommend it.
And if you know Brita,
the movie were both good.
Brita is a very harsh critic on movies.
Everybody in the chat is saying, oh, the book was better. The film pissed me off. Blah, blah, blah. Yes, the book is always better.
Yep.
Always.
Duh.
Your brain fills in the blanks far better than, you know, 2 hours in film. But for a film based on a book, it was excellent. I thought they did a really good job. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, that's a yes.
Sometimes that's the best you can hope for, is they just don't fuck it up too badly.
They didn't fuck it up too badly. I was happy. I came out of the theater. I was like, that was great.
You know, you don't walk into Starship Troopers and walk out going, oh!
Yeah. I haven't seen that.
It's all you good. Don't.
Okay.
Don't. Just don't. See, I actually saw the movie before I read the book, which was good for the movie, but it was horrible for the book because I'm reading the book and I'm going, it wasn't anything like this. They lied to me. I got kind of angrier and angrier. I'm like, what? This is way better.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, why didn't they make this into the movie?
Did Nancy have a question in there?
She was asking you about the Hunger Games and whether it was worth getting the DVD.
Yes.
Yes, that was my question.
What about
not for children, though. Not for children.
I don't know. My kids watched it.
Not for little sprogs. Nope, nope.
Okay. Children in movies. I had Susan watch Run, Hide, Fight tonight.
Oh.
Okay.
What did she think?
Good. She said it was very useful, but she thought the woman that sat there and screamed the whole time wasn't being very helpful.
Awesome.
Good work.
Yeah, we discussed running, and if the school told her to stay, no, I wanted her to run, and if she got in trouble, I had her back. That was okay.
Very good.
And she used to go across the street to our mechanic, who would probably single-handedly storm across the street to the school and take care of the bad guy.
So wait, is this
the same talk with my son the first time he came home and announced that the drill was to huddle in a corner?
You know,
does that make any sense to you? Somebody's in the school trying to hurt you, and they want you to stay in one place. I'm like, no, you go, you jump out a window and just start running.
Yeah, do what you can.
You know, mechanic is a slang term for like a hitman too, right?
I'm sorry, the slang term for what?
For a hitman, a mechanic.
It is. I think Alan's right.
Yeah, it is.
Actually, in the school shooting that we had recently in Chardon, Ohio, I think it was in February, two boys actually did that. They actually, because one of the boys lived close to the school, and they jumped out a window and ran home.
Good for them.
And nobody could find them for a little while after the shooting, and they were kind of missing, and you know, there was a little bit of a panic, but they were at the one kid's house. They got out.
I would take them out for a steak dinner and an ice cream.
Me too. Yeah. Good for you, kid.
That was awesome.
You know.
Good job.
Yeah, I told her she got suspended for that video on vacation someplace.
At the school, I would walk in like Buford Pusser with a 2x4 in my hand. Oh, we're going to have a talk here.
Yeah, so, you know, not every kid gets the opportunity, but, you know, they should know that they're allowed to, you know.
Right.
Exactly. How many kids are taught differently? You do what the grown-up tells you.
Well, yeah, that's they're it's beaten into them.
Right.
Don't you dare.
And what happens if the teacher is the one that falls apart and is the useless one?
Yeah.
Right.
Which is more likely?
Well, you know. We count on people like you, Nancy, to raise little leaders.
Exactly.
I want Susan on my team. You know.
You want Nancy on your team because she can get to the high shelves.
There you
exactly.
Go. That's a useful.
I can paint the ceiling without a step stool.
Post-apocalypse.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, we're bottom of the time, folks.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Nancy.
Yeah, tried to take you to 11, did my best, just can't hear worth a darn.
Yeah.
Talk to you all later. Good night.
Okay.
Thanks, Nancy.
I don't know what's going on. I called in and it sounded, I could hear it fine. I don't know.
And I'm not typing.
I don't know what the problem is.
Nope.
I think it's that phone thing. Some phones are just not that great.
Having a weird sound.
Remember in the old days of the show that shall not be mentioned, and you'd get some people that called in and you just could not freaking hear them at all.
Yeah. I remember those good old days.
Yes.
Fun. Not. Okay.
So, yeah.
So anyway, next week.
Yeah.
We're having another show.
Yes, we are.
Tell your friends. Call in.
Mm-hmm. If everybody here brought two friends with them.
Told two people, and they told two people.
We could have
send $2 to Happy Dude at.
We could have all kinds of people listening to the
show.
Well,
next week you're going to be joined by Robo Brita.
Oh, that's right.
I know
you'll have your new leg,
and
we'll have a leg report.
So that'll be awesome.
Dead or alive, yeah. You're coming with me.
Leg report, yeah. And the bouncy foot.
I get a chance to bust out my best Peter Weller. You know, the real scary thing is that the 1987 RoboCop vision of Detroit is actually better than the reality of 2012 Detroit.
I know. It's a nicer place.
That's a frightening thing.
Yeah, movies always get it wrong predicting the future.
Yeah, that's why if you're going to do it, set the science fiction movie in like 2900.
Yeah, you'll still get it wrong.
I'm sure they'll get it wrong, but nobody will, like 2001. You know, yeah, I mean, 68. Oh, okay. So, 33 years later, and guess what? We've pretty much abandoned the space program, and we don't have these orbiting blah, blah, blah platforms. We've got little fucking school buses that go up, huck our satellites into orbit, and then hopefully they don't explode on reentry.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. Too soon?
Yeah, you can thank NASA for that, Jay.
Yeah, well, again, I'll note that, what is it, Vision 1 has brought back every time they've gone out.
Vision 1?
Wasn't it Vision 1? Wasn't that the name of, what the hell is his name, Branson there?
Oh.
Virgin 1?
Virgin.
What?
What was the spaceship there?
The one that Rutan did.
Oh, jeez.
Spaceship 1.
Spaceship 1, right, something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
And they're building new ones for Virgin Galactic. A very pretentious
space
name.
Space tourism. You offer a flight into orbit for the super rich. You have a special room. Join the high. Yeah, Alan knows where this is going. You would make more money than you knew what to do with.
Oh, they're already planning on those. They got the who is it that's doing the inflatable hotel? I can't remember his name.
Larry Flynn.
No.
What?
No. There's an outfit that's working on a like an inflatable hotel thing. That'll go up in an orbit and be like this inflatable room.
Bow, that chicka, sounds bow, very bow. Exciting.
Yeah.
In space, no one can hear you fap. Is that what it is?
I guess. I don't know. I just, I'm just the geek in me finds it so hard to believe we've had dudes and chicks up in space all this time, and you're trying to tell me nobody's done it yet? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
The
problem is most of the chicks have been Russian, so.
Hey, Russian chicks put out.
But everybody remembers the East German, quote, women from the 1984 Olympics. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they put out, too.
Exist. But, yeah.
Zero gravity? I mean, it's almost like somebody has to, just because.
Right.
Right? To see if it, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's for science.
For science.
That's right.
If it turns out couldn't procreate in space.
That would be a big deal. I mean, we need to know that shit now.
Exactly. Before we design any 25-year missions.
That's right.
You need to know these things.
Hmm.
Space bootcock.
Careful of the money shot, because it's just going to float.
Oh, they could do, you know how they do those games with the globe bubbles of water?
Ew, okay, I'm going. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Oh, God, we went to a bad place real quick there.
Yes. Okay, good night, everybody.
All right. Bye, y'all.
See you next week.